What it do? Hey peeps, it is Wednesday. It is hump day. We're going to get a little sexy today. We're going to talk about sex. Switch it up a little bit, make it a little easier on you, you know, so you can sit back and enjoy that cup of coffee. We're going to talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about, not you and me, let's just talk about keeping it sexy. No, is sex really important in a relationship? Situationship? A courtship? Whatever you want to call it. Is sex important? Is sex an inciting factor? I think sex is a deciding factor, and I really think that it is important. If you're looking for satisfaction mentally, spiritually, and physically, wouldn't sex be a key? Follow me. It's Coffee with Quinn on a hump day. Let's get it, boo. Of course, we know that it's not all about sex. Sex is not the sole reason that you're with someone, but does sex really play a major key in a successful relationship? Hear me out. You're dating someone and you're interested in this person. Things are going well. You have a lot of things in common and you've went out on a few dates and things are A-okay. You're ready to take it there. You're ready to like get down to the nitty gritty and see what some other things are all about. And you make preparations to do that. And it goes down. You know what I'm saying? You're about to make it happen, so you think. And you get into the play of things, you know. You notice that you have to do a little coaching. No, just right there. A little over to the left. No, you almost had it. And you start to get turned off a bit. But you continue with it. You're thinking things are going to pick up. It's the first time. You know, let's stick it out. And it just doesn't happen, sis. It never does. He leaves. You're left trying to finish up the pieces, if you catch my drift. And you're wondering, now what are we going to do about that? That's my question today. Have you ever been in that situation? How do you get over that? Do you sit this particular person down and have a conversation about it? Or do you pack up your toys and go find another little boy? Like, but what is it that you do about it? And I want some perspectives from men as well, because it can go down in your little playground as well, a little indifferently. You understand what I'm saying? Like the foundation may not be as moist as you assumed it would be at a moist area or anything. Who's to say things just don't work out accordingly, but you like this individual. What you do about it? Do you hit her up and let her know, I need to talk to you about something. I have some videos that we can watch. Do you give her a little play by play on how you like to be pleased? How do you handle this situation so that there's a mutual understanding? I'm curious to know. I've been in a situation similar. Something in relevance to what I'm speaking about, I've been there. I bet you're dying to know exactly how I dealt with it. Stay tuned. Here's what Queen says. I think that it does play a major part in a relationship. It really does. I'm not saying, once again, that it's the be-all, but I really feel as if you have to be satisfied mentally, spiritually, and physically when you're with someone. And the physical aspect is sexually. You have to get all of these things in order to be fulfilled. And I've been in many situations where it just wasn't as pleasant as I assumed it to be. It definitely was not Pleasantville, feel me. But I had to figure out what I was going to do about it. So way back yonder when I was a little younger, I really was not hip on schooling anyone. I wasn't good at giving directions in a car. I couldn't tell you when to turn right or left. It would probably be at the last moment, and then it would be a catastrophe. So try to apply that to the bedroom. Yeah, it just wasn't working for me. So when I was in a relationship with someone, I actually stuck it out for maybe about 6 or 7 months. And I realized that it just wasn't going anywhere. And I was a monster way back when. So I really didn't handle the situation as I should. I simply left. I knew it was not working and I left. And when I was asked why I left, I said, "You're just not good in bed." It was harsh. I was young. Then I grew up and I got older. Now, my opinion still doesn't change. It is a major deciding factor and it is key, especially if you're going to deal with me. But I got older. And I learned how to, use my resources. They have a lot of things that you can practice with. Practice makes perfect. So I tried that in another situation where things weren't up to par. But I tried the tools and the resources that were needed. I even tried the conversation. I made it as pleasant as possible. Let's go out to dinner. Let's talk. You wonder why things haven't been happening like they used to be. Spark isn't there. Well, this is why. As nice as possible. Of course, men, they're egotistical, so it kind of hurt the pride a little, but you got to be willing to do your due diligence to make it up to him. You know, pamper him to see if he can do a little better, make it do what it do. But yeah, it didn't happen. Once again, I had to exit stage left. It was not happening. And it wasn't fair to me. I'm a woman. I have needs. And I know you're probably listening and like, "Oh my God, you ended your situations off of sex." No, I did not by any means at all in a situation solely on sex. However, if we have 75% things that are needing to be tweaked and sex is up in that 75% mix and we just can't get it and we can't tackle bedroom satisfaction, gotta go. Sorry. So yeah, here I am now fast forwarding to my current stage of involuntary celibacy. But that's a key. What I'm prepared to do now, because I know how much sex is important to my situations, we're going to talk about it. We're going to definitely talk about it. I'm going to sit you down and I'm going to find out how you like your tea, how you like your coffee. When we get the opportunity to experiment, we're going to see how you use your resources. And if you knock it out the park, then it's a home run. If you don't, then we're done. Simple as that. We're in a time and age where we get to pick and choose exactly what we want in life. We've been able to do that for since we've been born. But we have so much accessibility to preferences. And I feel like a part of keeping it real and communicating with the person that you're interested in is disclosing your interest in sex. How you like it in the bedroom. You like it soft, you like it hard, you like it fast, you like it slow. Like, forget your comfort level, because if you are comfortable enough to get naked in front of this person, then you've got to be comfortable enough to have this conversation beforehand. I'm not saying that it's necessary. I'm just saying if it comes a point where you have to have this conversation, do it. Because sex really is important. You release all type of happy endorphins when you're getting it in. Don't starve yourself. You find somebody you're interested in and the sex isn't matching, find some ways to make it work. Because sex is important in a relationship. That's just my take on it. And I feel like this is the perfect episode to open it up. Let me hear your feedback, men, women. Let me know. Is sex that important in a relationship? Is it a deciding factor? If it's not as you thought it would be, what do you do to make yourself happy? Not self-pleasuring, but what do you do to make it work for the both of you? Let me know. we have to be in tune and connected emotionally for sex to even go down in the first place when it comes to me. But if you're not able to continue to vibrate on my frequency, then you're not satisfying me. And sex is intimate. It's a way that you express yourself, your satisfaction, your desires, all of your urges, your pleasures, your fantasies. You get my drift? That's how you share that with the person you're with. So if there's not a connection there, then what are you holding on to? How are you going to fix it? Sex may not be important to everybody, and it's definitely not a deciding factor. I feel like there's ways to work around it. But if we're talking about complete and utter satisfaction in your life and in your relationship, let's not sugarcoat it. Sex is what it is, boo. Until next time, it's Coffee with Queen. Let me know how you feel about things. Holla at your girl.